This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love this kind of music. There's something about this, even though it's, you know, about something that's kind of serious. I'm manic, get manic on Monday. It's just the way they roll it all together, music, you know? How that works is I listen.
I loved the Bengals when I was growing
up. Yeah.
Loved them.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Good. It just, it was fun stuff. Listening to music got to be fun, I think, anyway. That's what I, when I am fortunate enough, like this weekend, I went up to Vermont to pick up some cows, and I had the ride with Daisy, and I have Sirius on. I try to find local stations that intrigue me, but the reason to listen to good local radio stations is because there's good personalities, and on Saturday, the talk stations, for the most part, are all commercials, and then the music stations don't have the regular crews on, so, I just listen to the 50s and 60s channel and crank up the music and think, okay, this is what I'd like to have played at my funeral.
Wow.
Why the hell I was into
okay.
that
side. Well, at least you're having a nice, fun, lighthearted Sunday.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for September the 25th.
Would you knock it off with the date? I'm just kidding.
All right. It's the first full week of fall. I want to say spring.
September 25th? When did that happen?
Yeah. So we're going to have, I'm looking forward to the time going as quickly so that once again, very shortly, I can say, okay, it's the first day of spring 2024. Hooray. And this half hour, by the way, we have Maria Trilogy, our astrologer, to talk about the questions that you may have. What is the autumnal equinox all about? And the rhythms of nature, because that really is kind of that's what happens. The things in nature change during the seasons. I also got a full moon this coming Friday, so that's on the horizon. So, Jennifer, no secret that you've been here on this program for a long time, but you also become most popular talent in Los Angeles on the radio station KRLA. So in an hour from now, you'll be opening up your radio program. What will you talk about? I'm going to plug your show on KRLA so that if people want to, people love you and they want to listen to you, I'll be off the air for the most part.
Yeah, we don't compete. Keep going. That was part of the contract.
That's right. We don't compete.
No.
So what will you be talking about how do people find you? How about this for a plug? Free
so
plug.
AM870, if you'd like to download the app, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's actually a lot going on this week, so we'll probably start, because we always like to start with what's going on locally. And for us, even though it's a national story, the writer's strike ending is pretty big since it's an industry town still, even though a lot of people believe, you know, that it's getting smaller by the minute, and it kind of is. We still have that going on, so that'll probably be number one. Number two, which you may not have heard about, Gavin Newsom did some vetoing of bills over the weekend. Very curious and out of character vetoes that were issued. And it further, I think, upped the ante and the evidence that he is looking to run for president.
Phony.
If you didn't hear about it, and this is just some crazy stuff, AB 957 was an assembly bill that passed through both the assembly and the Senate, went to the governor's desk. He vetoed it on Friday. And it is a bill that says in instances of custody, so if you have two parents who are breaking up and fighting for custody of a child, that gender affirmation would be considered as part of the custody arrangement.
What does that mean?
Means if you have a girl who a child who's biologically a girl but identifies as a boy, and the mother says, yes, this is a boy, and the dad says, well, no, this is a girl, that would come into play, and that most likely the mother would get 100% custody of the child because the father does not affirm the gender. So this is a big win for parents because obviously this is a sensitive topic, but parents should have the rights to know what's going on with their kids, to know, you know, to not have that come into play in custody. So that was one that the governor vetoed, which is totally out of character for him. The next is that if you commit a crime, even if you commit murder in California and you are jailed and you are here illegally, the state legislature wanted to make sure that you wouldn't be turned over to ICE after you got out of jail. So they don't want to deport even murderers in California, which is very bizarre. And so Gavin Newsom overturned that. He vetoed that as well.
That's not like him.
No. And so a lot of people are going, okay, this is the evidence that he wants to be president. And then you add the cherry on top. And the announcement was made over the weekend that he's going to be coming to the Republican debate on Wednesday at the Reagan Library, which is in California.
Coming for what?
To give the response, I guess, of Democrats.
He's going
to
do it in the Reagan Library?
He'll be at the Reagan Library. He's not going to be on the stage with the Republican candidates, but he'll be there. Well, so that'll be interesting.
Sit in the airplane? What is he going to do? Where is he going
to
be?
He's going to watch it, and then he'll be in the spin room probably trying to give the response afterwards, which is unusual, and it's odd that he's going to be there. So this is just upping, of course, the fodder that somehow he's going to be helicoptered in into this presidential election. So we'll talk about that. Obviously,
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., man, there's the answer. Robert,
I hope he's there. I'd love to see him. So, yeah. And then, of course, the Republican debate's on Wednesday, and the impeachment inquiry hearing starts on Thursday. So it's going to be, it's just a busy week.
Yep. All right, that's Jennifer in an hour on AM870.com. She's on KRLA every morning. Hooray, hooray. Okay, Powerball, Jack. Well, you can talk about this. $785 million. No Saturday winner. Nobody has claimed the prize. So if you buy a ticket, the odds are great. One in 292 million that you will win the $785 million that they have in the jackpot. Hooray!
Yeah, those aren't great odds, but still somebody's got to win.
Somebody's got to win. Mm-hmm,
right?
You don't play, you can't win.
But also, right? Is it just me, or does the jackpot get like really high really quickly nowadays?
Like overnight.
Or is it just time doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah. What were we talking about Jimmy Carter off the air or on the air? I never can remember off half the time the conversations. He was, he'll be 99, I think, in the next week or so. And because he's been under hospice care, there hasn't been a lot of opportunity for him to go out and about. But he and his wife, Rosalind, made an appearance over the weekend at the Plain Peanut Festival.
Isn't
he lives
fun?
In Plains, Georgia. And he had some peanut butter ice cream. Good for him.
I love his politics.
No,
I love
awful
him.
President.
I think he's
very good guy. Yeah.
Sweet. I think he did
wonderful,
it for the right reasons. Yeah.
Sweet man. Yep, he did, as a matter of fact. Yes. All right. So let's see. This has been a day of distraction, at least for me, as far as what we've been talking about on the air, because we've been back and forth talking a lot about workers and whether or not you can go back to work or whether you can work at home. And the worker burnout, that sort of stuff. Do you think, here's a question to ask yourself, after all this conversation, which you can catch up on the Good Day download, or the whole show plays back all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. So if you listen to the three or four conversations we've had during the course of the morning, I would like you to think about whether you are productive, or as productive as you used to, or do you feel like you're burning out? There's more worker burnout now than ever before. So what do you think about your work days? Are they as productive as possible? Are they stressful? Maybe that question we can ask on our social media. You can access all of them at Good Day Networks. And somehow or other, let's think about work and the productive day. I mean, it's the first day of the week, work week for most people, so if you're going to have a productive week, you probably should start with a productive day. What's your work flow like? There's an interesting article in today's Wall Street Journal about what you can do to organize yourself for the work week. If you dedicate 10 minutes before you go to work on Monday, overview here with some of the employment experts, HR people, is to it'll improve your time, and you'll find more success at work. And that's what we want. Don't we want to be more successful no matter what? Successful as a friend, mm-hmm. successful as a parent, successful as a worker, success. And success breeds other success. So let's have a good Monday and be as successful as we can be, all right? I thought of you, Jennifer, when I saw this over the weekend, the first private passenger rail line in the country for over 100 years mm-hmm. is opening today between Miami and Orlando. I was thinking about the bullet train was supposed to go from L.A. to San Francisco,
yeah.
and how the government paid for that, and it didn't yep. go anyplace. This is a private, 100% private investment.
That's the private. Way to go. And look at it, it's actually done. So, you know, yeah. something to talk about.
Well, the annual number of people who go from Miami to Orlando every year, 40 million people, imagine that, travel between Miami and Orlando every year. Most of them travel by car. Some get on an airplane. There is not, there, you can get on a train and get up there, but it takes you like forever. So today, the first private intercity passenger rail line in our country in the past 100 years opens up. Pretty important moment.
Cool.
I think it would be kind of good. I'd like to take.
Do you know how long it's going to take between the two?
It's a bullet train. It's fast, like 90 minutes. Bing, bang, boom, and you're there.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. And so this is good for, it goes 125 to 140 miles an hour if you're looking at the speed. So anyway, this is faster than driving. There are a couple of stops along. Well, it depends. They've got a bullet train that goes direct, and they've got another one that takes about 3 hours and makes a couple of stops. But if you drive there, I've driven it any number of times. It's a good four and a half hour ride going up there, because when I go to see Ken, if I've been down at Palm Beach, and you go up the Tamiami Trail or go across Alligator Alley, that's a good three and a half to four hour ride. And so it's another, going down to Miami is another, not an hour, but, well, depends on the traffic up 95, but it could be another hour. So the train, let's hear it for the train and innovation. Good, cool. 18 after, this is a good day. The farther we decrease your floors, it's
time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop. Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer
Power Mop. Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Okay, you Devotee Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Some gossipy stuff, social media trending things. Taylor Swift, like nobody's talking about her, has been responsible, apparently, for getting, what, 35,000, sorry, registrations. People going to register after she urged her followers to participate in National Voter Registration Day, which took place last week. Her post was very simple, shared on her Instagram, led to a marked increase in registrations from previous years on National Voter Registration Day. Isn't that a very good way for somebody
to use their platform? And she didn't tell people how to vote. She didn't tell them how they should be voting. She didn't say how she votes. She just encouraged, hey, get out there and register to vote. Make sure you're registered. Check your registration status.
Yeah. Do you think she is a Democrat or Republican? What do you think she is?
I don't know. I don't really care. And I don't say I don't care in the sense
I understand. I don't either, really.
Yeah, I just think that however somebody sways one way or the other, it doesn't change your mind about them.
How does Kelly Clarkson vote? She's all over the place. She's almost as much in people's minds, it would seem, as Taylor Swift. She surprised a street musician this weekend for an impromptu singing session. This is kind of cute. She has that Vegas show. And so she was out about, and she sort of surprised a woman who was singing on the sidewalk. She joined in for a performance, right? She was at the iHeart Music Festival over the weekend. She was on the way, she said, to do a sound check, and she saw this woman that was really doing a great job with Tina Turner music, and she asked me to sing. I didn't have any clue who I was, and then it made her day, she said. Isn't that
cute? You see the video when it dawns on the street performer that, like, oh my gosh, this is Kelly Clarkson. You can totally see that revelation in her entire body.
She realized she was singing. She let out a scream, threw open her arms to hug Clarkson. The crowd was cheering. It was like, it sounds so good. Are you effing kidding me? Said the street musician. Anyway, I noticed a lot of people are responding to that. All right, Shannon Doherty in our focus right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
All right, Shannon Doherty, who was around a lot in the 90s, she had a standing ovation at one of those con-cons. She's battling brain cancer. Good God. So there was a reunion of the Beverly Hills 90210 gang. Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Brian Austin Green. And so she was with this crowd in Tampa, and she started crying. Imagine that, though. Think about it. She's 52.
She's been with cancer for such a long time,
I know.
Too.
Yeah, I didn't really. She had the cancer first in 2015. She's at stage 4 now. Wow. That's what happened. Breast cancer does go to your brain. It did with my wife. That's too bad. Well, hold a good thought for Shannon Doherty. It's a good thing to do. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing in
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed by...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. Lance Pry, U.S.
day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
I will leave you anyway, my darling.
Monday morning.
Monday.
For some people, Monday morning, early in the morning, mid-morning. Maybe for those who are in Guam, it's Monday night. Moving into Tuesday already. It's Monday, though, here, the 25th. And Jay and I want to celebrate Yom Kippur with some of our Jewish friends who are here listening or maybe in our lives before we talk to Maria Trilogy. I'm interested, actually, in the connection between the timing of Yom Kippur and because it's probably the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. It's a 25-hour holiday. Typically, people who are Jewish fast today, and they pray, and schools are closed in most areas today. I guess it depends on where you are in the country, but the whole idea is to atone for your sins, to repent. And so today, people who observe the holiday abstain from food, abstain from drink. I'm having dinner tomorrow night with a couple of my Jewish friends. Maybe it's a celebration because they can actually eat. I told them I'd take them out to dinner.
Yeah, the fasting comes to an end.
Yeah. So what they're doing, basically, if you're Jewish, you're asking God for forgiveness for whatever sins you may be. A lot of people donate to charity on this date. It's the, as I said, the holiest day, the Day of Atonement. That's how you literally translate it. And so all the emotions, the spiritual connection to the people who are Jewish that were lost, let's say, during the Second World War. It's the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. And if you go back to the time of Moses, because that's when this started, supposedly, he got the Ten Commandments from God at the top of Mount Sinai, went back to the Israelites, and they actually had started to worship false idols. I think they used to slaughter calves, if I'm not mistaken. And so Moses got ticked off, and he smashed the commandments, which were inscribed in stone, and then he went back up to the mountain to seek God's forgiveness for what he had done. And so the 10 days are actually, Rosh Hashanah started the 10 days, Yom Kippur ends the 10 days of just acknowledging what happened. Jews believe that through extensive acts of prayer and charity and repentance during these days, their name will be in the book. And it's kind of like, not the Torah, but you know, the book, if you know what I mean. It's the book. You don't have sex. Let's see here. You don't take a bath. You don't wear leather shoes. That's interesting. I don't wear leather shoes either, but it hasn't got anything to do with being Jewish. It has to do with me loving cows. And people say to me, you have a leather couch? No. Do you have anything? I think I did have a leather belt at one point in time. But anyway, this is an important day for Jews. So, and I want to ask Maria how this all fits in. I'm thinking about the blessings that are bestowed on people, how other people react to it. We still have, there's a prejudice in this country and around the world to Jews, as there is to black people or people who are different. And maybe this is a time for people to be. See, I never think when they have days off from school like this, or people take a day off from work, I think it's an opportunity to share the stories with people. I think that's what the day ought to be about. But that's just me. All right, I promised Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's here with us now on the Good Day program from her perch in San Pedro, California. I try to get her on with us every month to talk about things that are connective with regard to your astrological being, what the general influences are of the stars on things that are happening to all of us. Sometimes Maria is not the easiest person in the world to understand. I've found over the years, I love Maria. She and I are great friends, and I try to keep up with what it is that she's explaining, because she uniquely can put all of this stuff together so that you really believe, because she does know what she's talking about. But you can, you know, you listen to it all and say, yeah, I get what you mean. And then afterwards, huh? What'd you just say? So anyway, on that note, Maria, welcome to this month's visit to Good Day. You heard me talk about Yom Kippur. So is there a connection at all to Yom Kippur and the astrology of the fall equinox?
No.
Okay. I'm just glad I asked.
Not in that way. However, I really appreciate what you just did to explain to people that there are different traditions and different rituals and different cultures that celebrate life in ways that work for them. And so it sort of dovetails into the celebrations and the rituals and the ceremonies that people, take part in for the autumn equinox. And it all follows nature. If we really paid attention, and in our culture in the United States, I mean, there are so many different celebrations, rituals, religions that sort of all come together. And in that, there is, it can get a little confusing over what makes the most sense. So if we really looked at nature, the autumn equinox tells us in our hemisphere that nature is changing, that we are kind of coming to a time of quieting down. The leaves are turning. Animals get thicker fur. I mean, it makes so much sense that if we were to pay more attention to what is going on in nature, we would understand that we too are part of that.
And so, let me interrupt you for a second. So I get that I can see it in my cows. They'll in the next month start to develop heavier fur, as you've suggested,
yes.
That'll keep them protected during the winter. And there are other things that are going on. But how does that relate? Is it an indirect relationship to the astrological reality? Or is there something deeper there that I don't sense or understand?
Yes, there is something deeper there. Because the astrology follows, if you notice, astrology follows what is going on in nature. When we look at people, we look at them, or we attempt to understand them by their natural rhythm. So if they're an air sign, a fire sign, that all started with the Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And when the farmers looked at different seasons, different weather conditions, different times of the year, then they went to not only farmers, but people that studied astronomy and astrology, looked at people in the same way.
I have an old Farmer's Almanac right here in front of me, and you'd say to yourself, well, of course I do. Of course I do. I do. And
yes.
So I just for the heck of it, I just opened to a page. And
yes.
The page is about astronomy, and it refers to twilight and meteor showers that happen at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we can see them is because of the way the Earth has changed and the sun is positioned on the horizon in a different way. So the Earth is in a different slant, if you will. And it says astronomical twilight occurs when the center is between 12 and 18 degrees below the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we're, you know, the Earth doesn't spin on an equal orbit. It twists. It moves as it goes around the sun.
And we, too, as well, change.
Yeah.
You know, we are so, especially in our country, it is really challenging for us to slow down. Everything is moving so quickly that the idea of going out into nature, and at least what you just explained, what the Jewish people do to celebrate, to honor what their belief system is, we need to get better at honoring nature itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a time when they would, you know, when people would actually do a celebration similar. I mean, we do something like that more at Thanksgiving. You know,
but you know what? No, but what you say is so accurate, Maria. Maria Francesca Trilogy is with us here on Good Day. She's a famous astrologer. You can get her at smbworks@earthlink.net. And MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com is her website. So in terms of what you just said, the idea of what we take away from our experiences, I think, is very important. I want you to underscore. Go back through what you just said a minute ago, will you? Because I think that needs to be repeated.
That you mean the celebration of, or the honoring of nature.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how honor, we move so quickly.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because let's take Big Ag and Monsanto and Bayer and what they do to disrespect nature and disrespect the land and disrespect the food supply. And so that's something that we know a little bit about, and we know that there's a lot of plentiful food around, but do we know how we got to the fact? Was it naturally grown, or was it influenced by some of this crap that comes from these guys, which is hurting the planet and hurting the soil? Anyway, I'm just off on a toot a little bit, but
no, it's okay, because really, in early times, it's difficult to say when early times were, but people would gather the hearty foods of the season and celebrate through that what we can be grateful for. So in the autumn equinox, we need to be grateful that this is the time of harvest.
Yep.
You know, when we look at, okay, you grew your whatever you grew on the farm, and now you can pick that and you can store it for the winter. So we have to look at us. What are we doing personally to do that? And spirit, our universe, or the all that is, whatever we want to call it, has given us so much that we can even grow our own food. I mean, if we really wanted to get to the essence of what nature is. Mm-hmm. And then as we go into new signs every month, which we can, now we're in the sign of Libra. And Libra is more the balancer, the harmonious, the sign of people coming together. And so I think that, and then Mercury's gone direct, so we don't have to.
Hooray!
Yes. So it is a lovely time, and people need to just celebrate each other.
All right, so what about, we got about 30 seconds here. What about the full moon that's coming
this
week?
Yes, we have a
big
full moon in Aries. So it's going to be, Aries is all about the individual, Libra is all about the group. So let's find a way of bringing those together when this full moon occurs on Friday.
MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com, SMBWorks@Earthlink.net. MariaFrancescaTrilogy@gmail.com. Get a reading from Maria. You will never, ever regret it. It's great information. Maria, thank you for being here on
thank
Good Day.
You.
It's 48 past the hour.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Oh, love is in the air. All right, Jay, we can be very loving when it comes to getting Chuck Curry on the air. Sometimes that requires some work, but anyway, he's here.
Snap.
Chuck Curry, movie moments on the Good Day program with the box office totals from the weekend. But first, why are we playing the Love Boat?
This day in TV history, September 24th, 1977, first episode of The Love Boat airs on ABC, runs until 86. It ran 9 years, very successful run. They get air on Saturday at 9 p.m., very popular. That's when people actually watch network television on Saturdays, but this show was popular. Robert Reed and Loretta Swit, I believe, are the first guest stars on the show. And what I read, Doug, is ABC paid guest stars between $1,000 and $25,000 to do the show. It's not a lot of money at all. I mean, $1,000 to do a TV episode when you're a named actor. Florence Henderson had the most guest appearance on the show 9 times.
Yeah,
she did that show. But
she was great at stuff like that. Yep.
Yeah. It was a great company show. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
Very popular.
All right, I went to see The Expendables over the weekend.
You're the one who saw it. Okay.
No, there were a lot of people in the theater where I saw it. Megan Fox is in it. She talks a lot about all the people who were on the movie and how they really had good chemistry together. She loved doing it. She described the personalities to a T of all the people that she worked with. It looks like it is. It's a good ride. It's exactly what you'd expect from seeing another Expendables movie. Story is interesting. Andy Garcia is the bad guy, and as you can imagine, he gets it in the end. And so there's
how
a lot of
screen time does Sylvester Stallone get?
He's on the first 20 or 25 minutes, and then he comes back for the last 10, 15 minutes.
He does.
In the middle, it's Jason Statham and Megan Fox chasing down all the bad guys. They are lovers in the movie.
I got it.
Got it. All right.
So it came in second. The Nun 2 came in first, 8.4. It's a weak weekend at the box office. Expendables 4, 8.3. Obviously, that's disappointing. But here's the problem. The problem is none of these stars are can go out and promote the movie because of the actors' strike. That's problematic. I mean, that's really why I think the movie tanked. Yeah, I mean, critics weren't kind, but these movies are critic-proof.
Who cares what the critics say?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But anyway, it was a $100 million production. Has not opened overseas, just domestically. So far, 8.3.
They'll get it back. Yeah, Haunting in
Venice placed third, 6.3. $25 million in 2 weeks. Equalizer 3, 4.7. This movie's done $82 million in 4 weeks of release, $148 million worldwide. I finally got a chance to see it. I went to myself Saturday afternoon. It was raining. I got to tell you, I really liked it. I almost borderline loved it because I loved Denzel Washington in this role. I thought the setting in Italy was awesome. I thought the townspeople were extremely likable. The villains were super nasty. So when he gets even with these villains, like, you hate them so much.
It's
very cathartic. You know, Denzel Washington might be one of the top five screen presence, I think, actors of all time.
Very good.
I mean, he is amazing.
I'd see anything that he's in. Yep.
You know, it's not like I said to somebody, if you remember watching Pale Rider in a movie theater back in the 80s with Clint Eastwood, very similar. Because they're both, you know, awesome screen presence. And I think, I like this franchise a lot. It's very violent. But
it is.
I think this might be the best one. I really did. I enjoyed the heck out of watching this movie.
Yep.
Equalizer 3.
So where did the Nicolas Cage, the retirement movie that came out this weekend that nobody knew anything about, where did that show up?
I don't know.
It was
did it show up in a movie theater or Walmart?
Yeah,
theater?
No. It was in a movie theater here. It was in a movie theater here. Yeah.
I don't know much about it, to be honest with you.
Looks like typical Nicolas Cage movie. Yeah, right. Mark Wahlberg says he's probably not going to be acting as much in the future as he is now. He thinks that he probably doesn't need the money, to be sure.
No.
He says, I'm working harder now than ever.
Yeah.
But his, you know, he wants to share time with his wife and his children, and
he's in a nice driver's seat. So
he sure is.
Yeah.
All right. What else have you got?
That's about all I have. You have anything?
Well, the Writers Guild reached a deal with the studio. Yeah, with the studio.
Really good news. Now, hopefully, the actors will follow, and people could go on talk shows and start promoting their movies again, and things could get back to some sort of normalcy.
Exactly. That's what we need. To promote movies like The Expendables, because everybody wants to see Sylvester Stallone. I wonder why they didn't wait till after it was over to open the movie. Anyway, all right, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.